The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Menachas Daf Yutes. We'll continue the discussion we started in the previous shir. We have a Mishnah in Kehilim and Perek Yud Zayin that says there are certain halachas in the Torah where the amount of something that's necessary for the kiyum of that halacha is hakol lefi mashu adam. It's a relative size, there's no exact size. And amongst that list, which is Dafka, we proved that whatever's not mentioned in that Mishnah does not have a relative shear. One of the things that's mentioned is Hakayim Tzemincha. We explained that even though there are other things in Halacha that would seem, let's say the amount of food that a person has to eat in order to be mechuyev bechsamos, that's not a shear. It's not a size of how much food a person has to eat. That's a functional Halacha. In order to be chayev bechsamos, you have to be full. Full is a relative definition. The amount of water you need for the tilsa daim is however much covers your hand. But everybody has different hand size. So that's not a shear in the mitzvah. That's just a functional order that your whole hand should be wet. In order that you should be full, you need a different amount. The Gemara in Erevim Daf Mem Ches discusses l'gavi dalal amos of a person who's outside the tchum. So we discussed l'gavi kmitza of mincha. The different ways of looking at the halachas of kmitza, is it a shear in how big the askora of the kmitza that's huktar al gabi hamizbech has to be, or is it just a functional halacha of being able to do the maisa kmitza properly? The maisa kmitza means his whole land has to be full. Maybe there's two halachas. We discussed maybe a machlokes babbling the Yerushalmi in that. That's what we discussed in the previous shear. I'd like to branch out and look at this klal, this shaila, in terms of other areas in halacha. One of the things that's discussed in the Mishnah over there, mentioned in the Mishnah over there, is kemozen shtei sudos la'eruv. When an eruv v'chatzeros, in order to combine different living quarters that should be considered even midirabbanon, one rishus, in order to freely be able to carry from one rishus to another, that's the whole din of eruv v'chatzeros, takana of Eruv Chatzeres in Mesechus Erevin. Over there, in order to combine the different places, so an Eruv is made, and the Eruv consists of a communal amount of food being put in one, and that means that everybody is living together. If everybody's living together, it's considered one, on a symbolic level, it's considered one living quarters, and then they could all carry from place to place. How much food has to be there? Kemozen shtei sudas. The kemozen shtei sudas is a relative term. Bash kol echot lefi mashu adam. L'chayru, that's also a functional halacha. It's a functional halacha of, well, this is the minimal amount that he would need for two meals. A deeper look at the sugya over there proves that that's not so. The Mishnah says over there in Peyam and Beis that if the food is on the first Shabbos, is not left over, something has to be left over from the food. At least a mashu of the food has to be left over, but not that amount. What's the difference? Why, if the symbolic Eruv Chatzeres was created on Shabbos Parshas Bereishis, why shouldn't it hold out on Noach Lechos Olayir even if there's no food? Because they're not symbolically connected anymore. So if you need that amount of food, why not need the full Mozen Shtei Sudas? The Mefarshim explain that there's a shir lechatchila in order to make a chalois din eruv chal on the places together. In order to affect that takono of them being considered one place, there's a shir sur chashivus. That chashivus is chal al yudei that amount of food being there lechatchila. After that, the functional amount of food that's there is not necessary. All you need is an amount of food. There's a certain cheshivus that amount of food has to have in order to lechatchila create that effect of being ma'ariv the reshuyas. That shear of cheshivus, that's what we're talking about when we mean shear. We'll give an example where that plays itself out. You can have two halachas of a size that mean the same thing. One is a shear and one is a functional halacha. There's a halacha in things that have to have a certain shear, let's say a lulav, other things, tzitzis that had strings of tzitzis that have to have a certain length. And by the way, we might mention that tzitzis strings that have to have a certain length, if a few of the strings are torn and they're ripped short, the Gemara says gardume, Gemara says later on by us in the sugya of tzitzis, gardume mitzvahs are enough. they retain the chashivas that they were part of tzitzis shal gabe beged of dal kafis, even though they're not the shir now. They have to be there, but not the shir. Why? Because the chashivas is in order to create on it a shame. Tzitzis al gabi begodim. Once you have that, that chashivus retains its status as tzitzis, despite the fact that it's not the shir anymore. So there's a halacha of when something has to be a certain shir. There's a halacha of ksuse mechta shiure. When something has a din which renders it oimid l'sreifa, it's isuri hano. So then it because it's oimid l'sreifa, it loses its chashivus. We find two halachas which seem to be the same. One of them has a halacha ksuse mechta shiure, one not. What are the two halachas? There's a size of a doifen, a size of a mechitza, of asar tvachim. In order to be considered a wall that halachically creates a eruv around the rishus, in order to enclose it, there has to be the wall, or let's say when you need a mashu of a wall, in order to define that side as enclosed, you don't need a full four walls. We're not going to discuss the protim, that's a mesechus ervin. But that wall, which is called a lechi. The lechi has to be the size of asar tvachim. That asar tvachim is fine, even though it's made out of yisur. I know there's no halach ksusim ekta shurim over there. The Rambam Mineu Bey says, but however, a koira is the crossbeam that goes across the top of that place to define it halachically as enclosed. That does have halach ksusim ekta shurim. What's the difference? Explains Reb Chaim Brisker that the lechi is designed to enclose the rishus. The height of it is a functional halacha filling a certain amount of space to define that as being enclosed. Functional halachas have nothing to do with cheshivas. It has to do with functionality. The functionality of it is that there's an enclosure that goes to a certain height. That does not lose its cheshivas because it's made out of material which is halachically flammable. It's oimid l'sreifa. The koira is not something which defines it as enclosed. The koira is that even though it's partially open, halacha says to put a koira there in order that it should have a chshivus, a certain nikur le'naim. Chazal misaken to put a koira there. That koira is a chshivus. It's like the size of that koira is a matter of how choshev it is in order to show us what that rishus and how much that rishus is enclosed. That's not functional. That has to do with a halachic definition of chshivus. That, if it's only the sreif, it does not have. Okay, that's all fine on the side of just to show this type of chilik in halacha. We have legabi the Mishnah in, legabi the Mishnah in Kelim that we're discussing. Some of the kashas that are discussed of different halachas, like we said, some of them are functional halachas. One of them, by the way, is the din of kedei achilas pras. The amount of time that it would take a person to eat a kezayis, general, however much it would take that person to eat a kezayis, that's the time frame where pieces that are eaten together, let's say legabi matzah, we have to eat a kezayis within that time span. Major machlokes apos from 3 minutes, 4 minutes, ranging all the way up to 9 minutes, we're machmu legabi matzah, the rabbanis were more mekel. The mechizchinuch mitzvah shin yud gimel sivkot dald wants to know the shir of kedei achilas pras. Is that a relative shear? Is that a one size fits all? If that's a relative shear, call echad lafi, however long it would take him. L'chayra, if it's a relative shear, it should be in the Mishnah. Teretz is, the reason why it's relative is because it's a functional halacha. What's called you're eating it as one? And what's called you're gnashing, you're having piece by piece? What is it called you're eating a kezayis? When you're eating it together. What's called together, however long it would take you to eat a kezayis? That's how long is defined as functional called eating a kezayis. That's not a lomdusha shir chashivus in the achila. That is just a functional halacha. So that would not be included, like we said, in the Mishnah. What's interesting is that there's a machloikis min hakotza lakotza between the Michas Chinuch and the Mishnah Brura over how to define that functionality as opposed to a standard shir, specifically the gabi kedei achilas pras. The way the Minchas Chinuch that we just mentioned has it is that each person is nimdad bifnei atzmoi. Again, because functionally, every single person chews and digests and eats at a different rate. The way you eat, that'll define whether it's called you eating one piece or it's called you eating crumb by crumb by crumb over a long period of time. However, says the Minchas Chinuch in Svara, that there's no difference between different foods. Shouldn't there be a difference between hard pretzels and soft oatmeal, the amount of time it takes you to chew and to swallow a kezayis, the chayav should be told in each food. Then Mechazchan says, no, that has to be a standard shear. That's a shear. Again, why is that mentioned in the Mishnah by us? I don't know. But all foods are one. Legami the oichel, the person, that's relative. As I stated in Cheschenuch. Mishaburin says, faken. Mishaburin, Tafri Yishud Ches, says that there's no difference between different people, but each food you have to be moided ba'asher husham. Each food will have a different views about how long it takes to eat. And that maybe makes more sense with the way we're saying that. It's all functional halacha. There's no shir chashivas. The way the Mishnah Berurah has it, it can't be that it's defined differently for different people. Because the point is that this is the normal ma'isa achila. This is the standard of what's called the tzura of a ma'isa achila. That you have to define, kafir all people the same. Each food, a ma'isa achila on oatmeal is different than a ma'isa achila on hard pretzels. A pashto example. Many of the poskim say the Mishnah Melech paskins it, and the Acharonim brings such an opinion, that even though the standard conventional psak halacha is not to make a burn of foshes on tea or coffee if it sipped slowly because you didn't drink enough b'toich kedei shir, a lot of the poskim hold not that way, that since tea, coffee is sipped, then memele it's shtir, it's zman of what's called drinking a whole cup, drinking a revius, is over a longer period of time. So the same thing you'll say, there's gotta be different foods, there's gotta be kedei achilas pras. But to say each person basher husham, that not, because there's a standard surah of a ma'isa achila, that ma'isa achila has its surah. And again, that's not, since that's standard, that's not mentioned in the Mishnah, in Kalim. Whereas each food, that's a functional halacha. That food, what's the ma'isa achila of that food? That's also not mentioned in the Mishnah Kalim, because it's not a shir, it's nothing to do with cheshivus. It has to do with functionally, how long does it take to eat that food? So that's another example of where this with these definitions and this discussion plays itself out. Another fascinating inyan is the size of a mikveh. We know that the size of a mikveh is arboim so. Arboim so is learnt out because the Torah says verochatz kol b'sari. The Gemara says that the standard size of a person's body is an amma tall, two ammas tall, I'm sorry, three ammas tall by a cubic one by one. That will equal in liquid measurement, that'll equal arboim so. What happens if a person's smaller? What happens if a person's bigger? L'chayra, v'rochatz kol b'sari b'mayim. L'chayra, if he's a giant, then he has to have more water. L'chayra, if he's a katan, that's a shear. That's the standard shear that plays itself out l'chum, even on a smaller person. So how does that work? So the simple understanding would be that the shear arboim so, since that v'rochatz kol b'sari, that's a standard shear. And then it happens to be, if the guy is 10 feet tall, so he'll need more water to cover his body. That's just functionally in order to cover his body. That's not a shear. So that has no bearing on the Mishnah in, the Mishnah by us. And that's the Turei Evin and Chagiga Daf Yud Aleph asked the question. L'chor, the amount of water you need to cover your body should be in the Mishnah. Kel basher, b'kol echad l'fi mashu adam. So we're answering that l'chor, there's a shear, and there's also a functional halacha that he has to, that he has to be totally submerged. The problem is that there's a Bach in Yerudei, a Sim Kuf Chof, Sif Kotten Beis, that says, not that way. He says that our Boim So is really only an Asmachta Ba'almo. He brings from the Rishonim, it seems that Rabbeinu Yoina holds that way. Rabbeinu Yoina is in Brachas Daftan Gimlam and Beis. The Smag seems to imply that way, that the shear of our Boim So is the Rabbono, the real shear is Verochatz Kol B'Sorei Banayim. Cain, that's Tamua. That's a relative shir, l'chara. It's a functional shir, kol echad b'asher husham. Why is that not in the Mishnah by us in, the Mishnah by us in Kalim? The Shemash should be Aaron, we can answer this question. This is where the Imre Baruch, Baruch Tam, the father, the Shver of the Divrei Chaim, one of the Gedolei Olam 200 years ago, in his Hagoyos and the Turi Evan over there explains this, concept. He says that the shir really of Verochatz kol b'sari b'mayim is a functional halacha. It's a shear in the ma'isa tvila. It's not a shear in the chshivus of the mikveh. The only shear the chshivus in the mikveh is a standard verochatz kol b'sari b'mayim. That's standard aboim so. The shear of verochatz kol b'sari that it has to be totally submerged. That's a functional halacha. He has to do a ma'isa tvila. That's not b'chlal the Mishnah in Caleb, that's exactly what we're discussing. Interesting is, to be moisiv over here, Yedia, is that there's a machlokes, the Rashba and the Ra'ah. The Rashba in his Sefer Teres Habayis says that mikveh she'esh be'aboim so, umein lov mirudodim, the water is spread out over an area, it's very shallow. So there might be mem so in a halachically good pool of water, natural pool of water, but it's very shallow, he can't be totally submerged. Says the Rashbi, you can bring mayim shuvim, which is poured water from a kli, which is possible for a mikveh, pour it, make the water higher, and then you can go down. Because the shir aboim so is enough for the existential shir, the chshivas of the mikveh, and then mitzad the maisa tvila of being toivel, that you can just add more water. Meaning, say, the shir aboim so is halacha that's aimed b'fnei atzmoi. But that's standard. That's non-negotiable. That's not by kol echad l'fi mashu. That was another halacha. Kol echad l'fi mashu has to do a ma'aseh tefillah. So for that, you could pour mayim shuv. Now you can be moisiv on to mikveh. The problem is that the ro'ah, bedek habayis, the ro'ah is the bar plugta of the rajba in teres habayis. The ro'ah is in bedek habayis by zayin tchila shah zayin. Says no. He says that ad kama, that he can't be totally submerged, the mem so is not enough. You have to fill up the mayim merudodim, the shallow water, with enough mikveh water, kosher mikveh water, there has to be naturally enough water for him to submerge. Im kain, and that shir, l'choira, is called like a basheh usham. Why is that not mentioned in the Mishnah in Kelim? So the loitero is still left with a question. It's just a fascinating parallel to where you have shiurim that are fixed, and then the shiurim that are sliding, the shiurim that are relative, might only be in the maisa that has to be done with that thing. That's l'chayra v'ashtet n'rajma, that would be very nice with the thesis of how to understand the Mishnah Kelim the way we present it. The problem is how to square that with the ra'ah. We'll leave that as a question.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.